V'chol ma'idecha. So the Ramban there says, ma'id ma'id, a lot, excessively, exceedingly. That's how much you meant to love Hashem. V'chol ma'idecha, with all of your ma'od. Love Hashem with an exceedingly great love. There's a Gemara, Ramban brings a Gemara and Bracha stuff in the Dalet. V'chol ma'idecha, all your ma'id, is with all your money. All your material resources. Why is money? Why are finances called ma'od? A lot. Ki chana oise beribui. Hamoin. Money is also called hamoin. A lot, as the pasuk says. Tov ma'at na tzadik ma'hamoin rishayim rabin. It's a lot. It's called chayil, might. Which is also an idea of something which grows, which exceeds, excessive. Love Hashem with all of your ma'id. What does that mean? Loving Hashem with all of one's material resources. First things first, that the value of money is that it grows. It's worth more when you have a lot of it, as it were. Money is measured in quantity, not in quality. Ma tamone, what are you counting? Spirituality is never measured in quantity, it's measured in quality. And therefore, when we're talking about money, with material resources, it's ma'ad. Because money is something that is always counted in quantity, not with quality. But this is the point. That the Torah is very real with who we are and where we live. The Torah was given to human beings living in a physical realm. It wasn't given to angels up high. We live in a world of finances. We live in a world of material resources and even material abundance. And therefore the Torah is giving us context. Love Hashem, put your money where, not where your mouth is, put your money where your values are. To be able to use our finances for that which is important, to further the goals of Avos Hashem. To use material blessings in abundance, lishma, for the right reasons. It could also mean that if a person's in a scenario where they have to break Shabbos or Chas V'Shalom lose their life, we know, Pikoach Nefesh, you don't give up your life for Shabbos. But on the other hand, if a person's in a scenario where they can either break Shabbos or lose their money, yes, we have to give up our money rather than violate a negative commandment. Loving Hashem with all our finances, putting our money where our values are. Being willing to give up our money rather than do an avera. It's like people who say, I can't afford to keep kosher. All that means is, keeping kosher is not important enough for me. Because if it was important, you'd prioritize your finances differently. And if you really haven't got money, then you'd have to find, you'd have to do without. So I can't buy treif meat. Well, I might not be able to buy kosher meat, but certainly can't buy treif. People that buy treif rather than kosher with the claim that they can't afford it just means it's not important enough to them. Right here, front and center in the Shema, the Torah is telling us, put your money where your values are. V'chol ma'idecha, with all the ma'ad, with our finances, with our material resources, with our money. Love Hashem with that too. Invest in mitzvahs and avoid avirus.